Another weak king salmon return is forecast for the Yukon River. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Yukon Area Management biologist Steve Hayes says this summer's Chinook run is predicted to be up to 146,000 fish, in line with weak runs since 1997.
Historically, these run sizes on average used to be 300,000, so we're seeing about half the fish we used to see.
Hayes says if the forecast is realized, it will be another summer without a commercial Chinook harvest and limited subsistence fishing. Meanwhile, the summer chum run on the Yukon is expected to be average to above average, with up to 2 million fish coming back. A regulatory change made by Board of Fish this spring will allow a Middle River commercial fishery. The new rule is specifically aimed at reviving commercial fisheries in the villages of Anvik and Kaltag, where local processing plants have been closed or crippled by fishing limits. Kaltag plant operator Doug Carlberg proposed the change and welcomes its approval.
This is a really, really old fishery, and for the last 15 years, it's just basically been shut down, and there's lots and lots of fish. So they felt like people deserved to have a fishery out there. It's kind of all they got.
Carlberg credits support from local people, businesses, the state's Hayes, and the governor's office for getting behind the regulatory change. He says fish wheels set up with padded ramps enable operators to divert kings back into the water unharmed.
The beauty of it is the fish comes out of the water, and 5 to 10 seconds later, without hardly any handling by human beings, give it a nudge with your fingers and it slides off to a chute and goes right back up in the river.
Carlberg says testing has shown a nearly 100% survival rate, and observers will be used to monitor that this summer.